All right, here we go again. We are into What If, Volume 13, 100 Plus What Ifs, Part 3. I don't know, maybe we'll be lucky and we'll get through all of them tonight, but this is not an effort to get as much done as we can quantity-wise, but rather quality-wise. And thank you guys. We've been getting all kinds of great feedback about this program, how it's helping people out, both those of you guys who are live and also the many people who are subscribing to this and getting the CDs only all around the world. It feels great to know that they're going off to Singapore and South Africa as well as all around the world. And I think we even have someone that just went through our course and took some home to India. So us five pathers, we're slowly taking over the world and having a revolution of high quality hypnotherapy, getting the one percenters going. That's right. I'm start using that term more and more now. One percenters. The one percenters, if you're using the techniques of five path, you're a one percenter. One percenters do things like work in somnambulism, use instant and rapid inductions, are able to skillfully use age regression, forgiveness therapy, parts therapy, these kinds of things. If you're doing that, then you're a one percenter. And what's the one percenter? The one percenter is the creme de la creme, the best of the best. And I'm proud to be associated with you all. All right. In a moment, we're going to be running right down this list, checking out all the new What Ifs. And I'm going to be saying thank you to a couple of our members who have sent in some requests with a couple of What Ifs of their own. All right, here we go. We're starting week 3 of the supervision on this topic, the What If list. Last week, we got as far as What If number 7 of phase 3. After each question, I'll pause for a few seconds. If you have a follow-up question or need clarification, just speak up. Otherwise, I'll just keep rolling along, getting as many of these answered as I possibly can. If I don't give you time to ask your question, just jot it down. And, you know, at the end of the time together, I always say, is there any questions about anything covered? And so that'll be your chance to get it in if you didn't get a chance to get it in earlier. All right. What I want to talk about first is a couple of you guys managed to send in some what ifs. I want to get to those first. The first what if question sent in was phase 2 question from Espabad. What if it is difficult to see a direct connection between what checks out to be the ISC and the problem being worked on? ISCs are supposed to make sense given the known history of the client, right? All right. Now, this is a really good observation, Espabad. I can see you're really not just doing the work, but being observative about what you're doing. Now, so what if you don't see a direct connection between what checks out to be the ISC and the problem being worked on? So let's say the client came in for overeating or smoking or nail biting, and you go back and you find out it's a sadness over a loss when he or she was just a child. What's the direct connection? The direct connection is the secret language of feelings. That book will, if you read it from the hypnotherapist point of view, see, the first time you read it, you might have read it from a kind of a self-help point of view. But go ahead and read it again if you haven't already. It's talking to everybody here, not just Espabad, as from a hypnotherapist point of view, thinking about what does this mean for age regression? What does this mean for forgiveness therapy? What does this mean about the hypnotizability of the client? So, what if there's no obvious connection? I mean, if you're doing a fear of spiders, then the ISC should be fear, right? It makes all the sense in the world. But what if you have nail biting and you have sadness over a loss when they were 5 years old? What's the connection? The connection is feel bad, distract. Any kind of emotional pain can drive a bad habit. Eating too much, drinking too much, smoking too much, sexing too much, gambling too much, working too much, all these different things. So any painful emotion, feeling sad, angry, frustrated, lonely, depressed, all these different things. So there might not always be a direct connection. In fact, one of the things that I observed before I wrote The Secret Language of Feelings is that some feelings are primary, secondary, or tertiary. So I might have a client come in who is depressed about the issue that they're working on. I follow that feeling back using the age regression, doing the affect bridge in an age regression session, and I'll go back and I'll uncover a time when they were frustrated. And then I'll go back further and uncover a time when they were experiencing a primary feeling, like anger or sadness or loneliness. You see, so it's very common to not see a direct connection between the emotion experienced in the ISE and the behavior. However, if you're working on something like a fear of spiders, when we follow it back, the ISE should be pretty clear that it is directly connected to some kind of anxiety or some kind of fear. Esperbot, I'm going to open that up. I think you're on the list. Yeah, there you are. Do you have any? I also emailed you directly back on this. I may have even gone into more detail in the email. Do you have a follow-up on that question? Oh, wait, I haven't answered the second part of that question yet, so get your follow-up ready. It says ISEs are supposed to make sense given the known history of the client, right? And what you're referring to there is I talk about the number of different things we do to clarify an ISE or to build a case that a particular event is an ISE. And one of the seven or eight things that I suggest you do is that the ISEs are supposed to make sense given the known history of the client. Well, I'm not talking about the quality of the emotion, whether it's sadness or anger or frustration there. What I'm talking about in that statement, and I know I already wrote that back to you on this, Esperbot, so I'm just filling in the whole group here, is not that the emotion makes sense given the known history of the client, but that quality-wise, whether it's sadness or anger or frustration, but that if we have a client that has had a fear of spiders since they were five, and we have that documented in some way, like they went and saw a psychiatrist about it or a child psychologist about it, and then during the age regression, the client goes back to 12 years old and insists that the feeling is new, we know the feeling can't be new because we have documented objective evidence that that feeling existed prior to that time. And so we would reject the idea that that emotion is new when they're 12 years old. Why? Because it does not make sense given the known history of the client. There we go. Good. I'm glad I got that answered. Let me turn this over to you now, Esperbot, in case you have a follow-up question or some comment about that.